that same area.
It's those North Carolina players are always overrated.
Man.
Like Mitchell, just like Mitchell Trubisky and just like Drake May quarterback. Come on, it's going to be. Just have it all in.
You know they're going to have to pass the ball to your guy, DJ Moore. How many rushes?
Are they? Justin Fields, the quarterback.
He's going to have to. He's going to have to because they basically traded him for Bryce Young. So they need to get the ball to DJ Moore. If Swift goes down, Penny is a great player to pick up. If you're picking, especially if you're getting those last few rounds, if you haven't gotten Penny, go ahead and add him. He'll be a great security blanket and can end up being the difference on you actually winning your season this year.
This is former Chicago Bear Desmond Clark. And y'all hear me on many podcasts, but when y'all hear me on Pick'em Pros, y'all know it's all about family. This ain't just business.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You know who it is. I am Derek Thompson.
And I'm Diego Thompson.
And who are we?
We're Pick'em Pros.
We are the Pick'em Pros coming back at you in the house with episode 52 of Who You Got. Ugh. It is football time. Training camp has started. You're rocking the outdated D-Hop Arizona Cardinals jersey.
Yep.
You know, it's not there anymore, but that's okay. Used Amex Assurance to get that jersey. Yep. So we'll be able to switch up. But hey, thanks for checking us out. We are going to rank our top fantasy running backs. So this episode is ranking 30 through 16. Check out our other episode to see 15 through 1. So we're going to do 30 through 16 with this episode. Check out our other episode where you can see the top 15. The running backs, there's a lot of parity. It's a really, really tough list. This is the hardest list out of all the positions between quarterbacks, between receivers, all of that. We've already done receivers. You can check out our top 30. But today we're going to hit our top running backs. Man, how was it putting this list together for you?
Well, it was interesting because, you know, you got to factor in, you know, contracts and the young players upcoming and all that. So,
yeah,
so it's tough. You got to count a lot of things.
A lot of things. Either how much, you know, does the running back split time with another back? All those types of things we have to consider. And we, of course, being the experts that we are going to factor that in. Well, at least I am. I'm coming off a championship, a first and a second place this season, played in two leagues. We're not going to talk about where you finished, but that's all right. Mm-hmm. You're going into your fourth season of fantasy football. You're 13 years old, mm-hmm. but my son and co-host here, he knows what he's talking about sometimes. So take some of what he says, but you can take all of what I say. And you'll be fine. You'll have a good season.
All that I say, you know, based on the predictions, you guys. All right.
So we got a lot of backs to go to. So we're just going to dive into it. But subscribe, please subscribe. Check us out, and thanks for watching today. All right. So man, I'm gonna let you go through your 30 through 16, and then I'm gonna hit my 30 through 16, and we'll go from there. All right.
All right.
Ready to do it?
I'm gonna start up number 30. You got Tyler Algier from the Atlanta Falcons. Had a 1,000-yard rushing year last year, 1,000 yards. But Bijan Robinson, the rookie they drafted, is coming in to take his spot. So I have to slide him down a little bit, though he won't make the same production. Number 29, I have Jerick McKinnon from the Chiefs. He was very great last year, very productive. He didn't rush for a ton of yards, but it was very, very, very key catching, pass out the backfield and receiving, just running routes and all that. So I think he's going to be able to do the same type of thing this year.
He was. He helped me win championship last year. So he was great. It was a great pickup last year. So yeah, definitely a good one. The other dude from the Falcans, I don't even see him on my list. I never heard of him.
He rushed for 1,000 yards last year.
Okay, yeah, I don't see him anywhere on my list, but that's okay. Go ahead. All right.
That's right. That's why you want to follow me, because I have the information. All right, Jerick McKinnon, shout out to him, Super Bowl champ.
All right,
number 28, I have James Conner from the Arizona Cardinals.
All right.
He's been good in his time in Arizona. He's got a lot of touchdowns. It sounds he's a good touchdown guy, especially with Kyler being out probably to start the mm-hmm. first amount of the year, that the quarterback's going to rely on the running game, and he's going to score. So he's a good pickup to get you some touchdowns and yards and all that. So okay. 28. Number 27, I have Raheem Mostert from Miami. He's the starting running back right now. But he's one of the fastest players in the league.
Yes.
But he has some injury history, so I'm a little worried about that. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
And they have Jeff Wilson as his backup, so he's probably going to share time a little bit with him.
He will.
But I love his game, super fast, so got to have him on my list here. Mm-hmm. And number 26, I got Jahmyr Gibbs okay. from the Detroit Lions, the rookie, the number 12 overall pick from – he went to Alabama, played with Bryce Young, my guy. So he put up good numbers.
Okay.
He is going to share some time with David Montgomery, their new pick. So I can't have him as high as maybe some other people do, but on the list. So okay. Number 25, I got Javonte Williams from the Denver Broncos. He missed a ton of last year
yes.
because he had a torn ACL.
Yep.
But he had a strong rookie year, and I think he's gonna bounce back here and this year and play with Russell Wilson and the Broncos. So he's gonna be good.
He's gonna pretty have solid. To. Yeah.
Yeah, because he's gonna need to be good for the Broncos.
Yeah.
All right, number 24. I have A.J. Dillon, the Green Bay Packers.
Okay.
He's going to be backing up Aaron Jones, so he's not going to get a ton of the first starting running back amount of carries, but he's solid, and he's going to get a lot of yards, touchdowns. He's a good pickup to have on your team. And number 23, I have Cam Akers from the L.A. Rams here.
Okay.
Because he had a strong rookie year, first 2 years. He was injured a little bit. He's been injured a little bit in his career, but when he's healthy, like he was in his rookie year, and when they won the Super Bowl, he was really good and really good for them. So I gotta have him number here 23. Number 22, I have Jamal Williams from New Orleans Saints.
Mm-hmm.
He led the NFL in rushing touchdowns last year with 17. So that was crazy. About a touchdown every game.
That is crazy.
Yeah, he scored a bunch of 1 yard touchdowns and all that stuff.
But, yeah.
And now I think being with the Saints, he's not going to get as many touchdowns of playing with Alvin Kamara. Yeah. But if he does go down, he's going to be a great, great option in fantasy. He gets a lot of yards and touchdowns.
That's,
so
good point.
I got to have him on here.
Mm-hmm.
And number 21, I got David Montgomery from the Detroit Lions. He was a new pickup. There, he previously played with the Chicago Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Put up a couple thousand yard seasons. Very, very good running back.
Yep.
So, I think he's probably gonna be the starter to end up because he has a good. He's had a good past in the league. So,
mm-hmm.
and he's still young. So, I think he's gonna get the top amount of carries in Detroit.
Okay.
And number 20, I got DeAndre Swift, a former Detroit running back.
Mm-hmm.
Got traded to Philly to replace Miles Sanders. So I think he's going to be really good. He's a good running back. He can rush for a lot of yards, receive a lot of yards.
Yes.
Catch a lot of yards. So he can do. He's a really dual threat. But the only thing is he has an injury history. I think he's yet to play a full season yet. But it's still, I think, if he's healthy, which he might be because he wants to get that Super Bowl with them, he'll be healthy.
He's got a good offensive line.
Detroit didn't really have that. So mm-hmm. And the Eagles are a good team, good offensive line. So he's a good pickup. And number 19, I have J.K. Dobbins of the Baltimore Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
He came back last year, I'm pretty sure, off of a torn ACL, but he ended that season strong and with about, I think, around 800 rushing yards.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a really good running back, and he's played well for the Ravens. I think he'll do it again with that good running game and good offensive line, all that.
Yeah.
So, and then number 18, I have the rookie Bijan Robinson from Atlanta, number 8 overall pick, and he was amazing in college for Texas. two years in a row was the best running back in college football, and he was absolutely dominated. He's ranked really high among fans because some people have him like one, and I think that's a lot to ask for from a rookie.
That's a lot.
But I think he's going to be a really, really good fantasy player in the future, and this year he's going to be good as 18. And then number 17, I have Isaiah Pacheco from the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
He got injured a little bit to end last year. But I mean, he came into last year as second string behind Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he has to worry about Clyde Edwards-Helaire anymore. He's established himself as the guy. And even with being backup, he had 830 rushing yards.
Mm-hmm.
And in the playoffs, when he was the guy, he was great, and in the Super Bowl, he rushed for about 73 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah.
So he was really, really good. And I think he's going to carry that on into the end of this year.
Okay.
And number 16, I have Aaron Jones from the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
He's been consistent in the past, and lots of touchdowns. So, and you want those touchdowns in fantasy, they up you. So he's a very solid pickup to have at running back.
Yeah,
so that's my 13 through 16.
That's true. All right, Aaron Jones. Mm-hmm. Ooh, man, I think that's a little low, man. Starting running back for the Green Bay Packers, the team that you know is going to pound the ball.
Yeah, well, Jordan Love, you better pound the ball.
Man, Jordan Love's going to be just fine. Love's going to be just fine.
Devontae Adams.
Ah, man. Okay. All right. So that was your 30 through 16. Okay. Uh-huh. So we have some similarities, some differences here. So I'm going to go ahead and go into my list here. All right. So number 30, I have Jerick McKinnon for the Chiefs. I think you had him 29. Great pickup. Again, he's a backup. But he's a good pickup if you can get him later in the draft. He's a guy that gets a lot of receiving yards. Again, I picked him up last year, actually, off of waivers, and he was a difference maker for me. I ended up starting him every game as through the last few games of the season. So he was a great pickup. If you can get him later in the draft, get him. I have him just squeaking in at number 30. So really, my 30 through 16, those players are either backups who have a high upside, or they are the starter on maybe a team that's not as good, that might get the ball a lot. So those are the people that are in my 30 through 16 overall. Okay. So number 30 is Jerick McKinnon. Number 29, I have Rashad Penny of the Eagles. Now, he, I think, is going to be a steal because, again, DeAndre Swift, I think Swift's going to have a good season, but at some point, on cue, Swift may get banged up. And if he gets banged up, Penny can ball out because that Eagles offensive line is going to be strong. You know the Eagles are going to run the ball. Whoever's the running back for the Eagles is going to have a top 10 season. So if Swift goes down, Penny is a great player to pick up. If you're picking, especially if you're getting those last few rounds, if you haven't gotten Penny, go ahead and add him. He'll be a great security blanket and could end up being the difference on you actually winning your season this year. All right, number 28. I have a back that you don't have on your list at all.
Okay.
I have Ramondre Stevenson, okay? I have him. He's with the New England Patriots, okay? He's rated really high in a lot of other boards. You look at ESPN and those, he's like top 15. But I'm leery on New England Patriot running backs because we all know they run by
Cooper. I've never heard of him before.
I actually haven't heard of him either. Mm-hmm. But he's rated high on a lot of boards. I don't have him that high. A lot of folks have him like top 15, top 10. The Patriots, they run the ball by committee. So I wouldn't have him as a top guy. But he is rated high. There's a lot of excitement about him this year. So he's a guy that I've got at 28. All right, 27. I'm about with you. I have James Conner for the Arizona Cardinals. I think you have him at 28. James Conner is a guy that's going to step in. He's going to get his fair share of touchdowns. So he is fits at 27 on my list. I have Cam Akers at number 26 for the Rams. He can get in the doghouse as he did last year, so that's why he's not higher, but great back skills-wise. can run, catch, do all those things. And then how good are the Rams going to be? How healthy are they going to be as a team? So that's why he is at 26 and not a little higher on my list. 25, I have Alvin Kamara of the Saints. So I think this is a really big year for him. Yeah, I have him a lot. I think you have him a lot higher. This is a big year for him. He's been up and down. He's been inconsistent. Had some legal issues. I don't think that's going to impact at least him missing games. It doesn't seem like it. But there's still just a lot around him right now. So I'd be leery on spending a high pick on him. Yeah. Because with your running backs, you have to get some good backs. And receivers are at such a premium. And so many other receivers are at such a premium. You're going to have to draft good backs later in the draft. And Kamara, to me, is a bit of a gamble this year. Isaiah Pacheco for the Chiefs. I have him at number 24. He, I think, will be the main back for the Chiefs, but I worry about his size. This is why I have him a little lower. He's already banged up right now. He runs hard. He runs aggressive. He's fearless. What makes him great is what makes me a little leery about him, because can he at that size for a second year in a row run as fierce as he can for an entire season? I would get him if you can get him maybe 6th, 7th round. I would get him around there. I wouldn't get him any earlier than that. Mm-hmm. And then just make sure that you have adequate pieces to put in if he gets hurt. Javonte Williams for the Denver Broncos. That's who I have at number 23. We both have said a lot about him over his career because mm-hmm. people have been really high on him. We feel like he's been a little overrated throughout.
Yep, been a little bit.
But this year, and now he's coming off a major injury, okay? Mm-hmm. But I feel like the Broncos, they still have him on a rookie contract. Everybody wants him to be successful. So he's going to get all the opportunities in the world to be successful. And this is such a big year for him that I feel that he plays better than he has in the past. Mm-hmm. Again, that on my list lands him at 23. I wouldn't have him as a top back. But I think you have him at 25. So we have him roughly around that same area.
It's those North Carolina players are always overrated.
Man.
Like Mitchell Trubisky and just like Drake May, the quarterback. Come on, it's going to be.
I can't argue with that. I can't argue with that. I don't know if it's because so many people in the media come out of Carolina or not. I don't know. Hey, that's the hometown. We're at Kakalaka, though. We're not in North Carolina right now. We're on a last minute trip here doing a little bit of traveling. But yeah, the UNC players, man, they seem to get a lot of benefit of the doubt, we'll say, on what they're going to do. All right. So number 22, I have Raheem Mostert from the Dolphins. He was on my squad, both of my squads last year. I was able to get him late last year in the draft and just turned out perfectly because he ended up being the starter, produced well for a few games, and, just a solid back. Speedster, one of the fastest guys in the league. And with that entire team is a track team with Tyreek Hill and Waddle. Yeah. So to have Mostert coming out the backfield, he can catch it also. He's not going to be consistent all year. He's probably going to get banged up, but he's a guy that is going to give you some big games. So if you can get him, I'd say, again, 7th, 8th round, there'd be a good pickup there. So I have Mostert at 22. Ken Walker III for the Seattle Seahawks is my number 21. Seattle always tends to run the ball well. And so that is one reason. Number one, they run the ball well. They're not going to pass it too much with the quarterback that they have, although they have two great receivers out there.
And
they're
Geno going Smith to, can air it out, though. He's been airing it out about last year.
Yeah, but they don't abandon the run game is what I'm saying. So they're not just going to throw.
Oh, yeah, they're going
to
run.
Right, so the running backs are going to get – because some teams now, all they do is pass. So Seattle is a good run team. They're going to run the ball, so you're going to get the opportunities. And Ken Walker is the starter. So for those factors alone, that has him at 21 on my list. Number 20, I have from the Ravens, J.K. Dobbins. I feel that it's all about health for him. So how many games is he going to play? How long is he going to last? I feel he plays – a little longer this season. I think you're going to get at least 15 out of him this year. And if you get that with the other weapons that they have, they're going to be balanced. He's going to have his fair share. They're going to have a lot of short yardage plays. They're going to be scared of Lamar Jackson. So he's going to be a solid weapon and will be a great pickup there. So he's a guy I would get. I think you could probably get him, definitely get him fourth round. You might be able to get him fifth. Yeah. If you can get around there, yeah, that's a good pickup. Number 19, I have this guy, I think, lower than what you probably have him, although I don't see him on your, where is he on your list? Number 19, I have Joe Mixon of the Bengals. So he, again, has been, he hasn't produced as much as I felt he should over the last few years. Numbers have kind of dipped a bit. But again, the Bengals are totally stacked. Great receiving core. You got the tight end. You've got the quarterback, clearly. As long as he doesn't get banged up any more than he is. Mixon's going to get the ball. Just doesn't seem to get the type of yardage or the amount of touchdowns as he needs. And as high as he'll probably go, you know, don't know if he'll be worth it. I mean, again, I wouldn't get Mixon above third, fourth is kind of, you know, as high as you can go there with him. But I've got him 19 on my list there. All right. Number 18, I have Bijan Robinson of the Atlanta Falcons. Yeah, a lot of people are really, really high on him. I just worry about the Falcons overall. You know, how good are they going to be? How potent are they going to be? How many points are they going to score? How many opportunities is he going to have? Are they going to be down in games to where they can continue to run the ball? That's my only concern with him. And as high as ESPN and other folks have him, I think that's too high for as poor as the Falcons are going to be. He may start off hot, might start off and it may look good at first, but I don't see him playing at a top 10 level throughout the season. So, that's why I have him at number 18 on my list. All right. Two more here. Number 17, I have Najee Harris of the Steelers, starting running back, good team. They will run the ball. They'll stay committed. But again, how many points are they going to score? That's the concern there. And the AFC, whoo, is stacked, stacked.
Yeah.
So the schedule is going to be tough. So how many opportunities will he have? And then last, number 16, I have Khalil Herbert of the Chicago Bears. Again, falls into the other players that I mentioned, starting running back, strong running back, but on a team that may struggle to score points. You know they're going to have to pass the ball to your guy, DJ Moore. How many rushes?
Are they? Fields? Justin Fields, the quarterback.
He's going to have to. He's going to have to because they basically traded him for Bryce Young. So yep, they need to get the ball to DJ Moore. You know that the quarterback, Justin Fields, he's going to run the ball as well. So how many opportunities is he going to have? And then with Khalil, what you worry about now, especially with Montgomery being gone, is he going to be a little overloaded? Is he going to get hurt? So that's the concern there. But yeah, again, 30 through 16, this is the list of guys that are either gems who are backups that can take you to another level to win your season if the starter goes down, or maybe the starter on a team that doesn't have the same offensive firepower. So that's our 30 through 16, man.
All right.
All right. So don't miss our 15 through 1. That's where those are the guys that you know, you can get, you know, your first three to four rounds of the season of the draft. Those are the guys you can get there. Again, these guys, 30 through 16, these are the guys that you get fourth through 10th or so. Mm-hmm. All right, man. Well, hey, good
All right.
list.
Right.
We'll come back at you. Check out our 15 through 1. That'll pop up here in a moment. All right. See y'all next time. Pick 'em pros.